All right, welcome back to another summer series podcast for Uncommon. I am TJ.
I am Joshua.
This is Uncommon, and so are you. Take that.
I feel like I'm watching or listening to my morning radio drive kind of thing. Like, welcome to 501 to the network.
Right. Well, today's topic is dating. Mm. But it's more for the married couple. Mm. Keeping date night active.
Yeah.
Okay, so it's summertime. Your calendar's probably full of activity. Mm. Kids are out of school. That whole chestnut. And so you may not have your normal schedule you normally have. So we started doing date night many years ago. If we go back too far, we couldn't afford date night. So basically it would be us just standing in the driveway maybe, looking at each other and saying, man.
High five. All right,
way to go. How's your day? But Wednesdays are usually our date night. Mm. Many times it'll be just us, but many times we go out with other couples and we rotate through. Don't tell the couples because they'll think that they're the only ones. We rotate through about four or five couples that we have dinner with. And we enjoy doing that because it's, you know, we get a chance to do life with a bunch of different people. And, but date night tends to be overlooked.
Yeah.
Our last podcast about being tired. If you went to that person who you think is tired and said, you want to go out and get pizza? Watch how fast they'll get off that sofa. They might sprain an ankle just trying to get dressed to go out for dinner.
Yeah.
It kind of shows you motivation of a date night, right? So, but you don't have to be, high end. It could be something just an outing.
Yeah.
Whether it's ice cream or a coffee, even a walk. Mm-hmm. I mean, during COVID, mom just, you know, she has ants in her pants when it comes to doing stuff. Mm-hmm. And she sometimes takes time out, you know, to read a book, take a nap, whatever kind of thing. But given her own devices, she's like, I got to stand up. I got to walk around. I'm going to go jump jacks for the next 20 minutes. Watch me. So the date can be a range of things, just that I don't think a bunch of people do a dedicated date night each week. I mean, have that's been something you've done since day one of your marriage?
No, I think, because we got married right before COVID, it's not a whole lot to go. And then when she worked at the farm, it was such a physically demanding job that when she got home, she'd be like, I don't feel like getting up. And in all honesty, Heather is much more a homebody than most. Mm. And so that has created an environment where we try to tend to do like at home date nights.
Yeah.
And so being more intentional about not just plopping down in front of the TV or watching TikToks or whatever, about, you know, play a board game together.
Sure.
Or intentionally watch a movie, get like popcorn going and all that kind of stuff. Mm. 'Cause there's not every date night has to be like going
out someplace
and doing something. It doesn't even have to predicate the idea of spending money. I mean, going to the park.
It's a mental state, right?
Yeah, it's the intentionality of it, I think. Mm-hmm. And I do think this is a pitfall that some couples can fall into over time. Because you go, well, I mean, this is what we always talk about, Pops. You said, I told you I loved you on the wedding day. If anything changes, I'll let you know.
I forgot he said that. True.
Yeah, exactly. And so like, we get into an environment like, what? Well, yeah, I'm still here in the house with you. Still, of course I love you. But there is something to be said about spending specific quality time with your loved one on a date night, doing something that either both of you love, both of you enjoy, maybe they love and enjoy.
Sure.
Because there's a certain level of like pressure of like, oh, man, I got to plan the perfect date night. And some people look at that and go, "What?
Overwhelming.
I can't do it. It's expensive. It's time consuming." When it can be something as simple as, "Hey, I picked us up a pizza, and we're just gonna go drive to the nearby park and sit on a bench and just enjoy some weather."
Yeah.
It's the intentional time without phones, without work, without. And I know you, mom, always talk about the fact when you go on date night, you try not to talk about us, the kids, or work. Talk about other things, right? Because it's so easy to be like, I mean, we catch ourselves all the time when we're at lunch. We're talking about work.
Oh, yeah.
And so it's one of those things that it falls into your vernacular quicker than you think. So being intentional takes effort, takes time. And I think that if we were all more intentional about our date nights with our spouses, they'd be a lot happier about it.
Yeah, I think whatever is on the top of your mind, uppermost, right, it comes pouring out. Mm-hmm. You know, if you went to a date night and you both sat down, you're like, well, let me tell you about what Karen did today at work. Mm-hmm. I can't believe it. You know, and next thing you know, it's just a gripe session.
Yeah.
You know, Mom and I have been together a long time, and every once in a while I'll ask, what don't I know about you? Is there some story that I don't know?
Yeah.
And she'll sit there and be like, man, I don't know. We spend a lot of time together. I mean, we work 4 feet from each other every day. We see each other a lot. And so those are harder to come by, those moments. But maybe it's different phrases like, well, tell me about something you hope you want to do down the line. Where you want to, a place you haven't been, you want to go.
Yeah.
Mom always has a list, always has a list, and so of places. And so, but having a date night that gives you the opportunity to explore new things with each other, or build some memories.
You
know, we're big on, so a day goes by, then I'll tell Mom I love her. Even you guys, I mean, and it's not just because it's repetition.
Yeah.
It's not for granted. I don't do that. My dad did that. It was just hollow. But I'm big into, hey, man, leave well. You don't know when that last time you see that person. And so date night's a great night to get together with you, your spouse and just rekindle that relationship during the middle of the week. A lot can happen in 7 days. And I think it's important for like our verse here, Song of Solomon 1:14. My beloved is to me as a cluster of henna blossoms from the vineyards of Engedi. Now, Solomon was all about those words, right?
Oh, yeah.
But, you know, you read the Song of Solomon, you see that there's a lot of emotion and passion and wording that describes a relationship. Your spouse, especially your wife, probably desires that. And you may be going through some financial burdens that you can't afford to do that. Like you were talking about just recently, that you just bought a house. And in this market, it's kind of like buying a country. Right? So you're like, oh, man.
I am the king of a kingdom.
Right. This is my kingdom. So vacations might be years to come. Right.
Vacation in that room this week. We're going on the balmy side of the other side of the house. And then when I want a real treat, I go to the North Attic for a little bit of a getaway.
The North Pole. You might find that, you know, like, well, that's taking up all the resources. It's hard for us to go vacation somewhere. So it's a state of mind of let's go do something that doesn't cost anything, but we spend time together, intentional.
Yeah, because it doesn't have to be a big thing. I mean, we just recently did a day trip. We drove an hour and a half up to Winston-Salem around our anniversary where I proposed to her. And yeah, we had lunch out there, but you know, just going, doing something that intentional about like, hey, let's go spend the day together doing something, whether it's a museum, food, whatever. Because even just like 15 minutes, just being like, hey, let's go sit outside and enjoy some weather or try to. It's like a billion degrees outside right now. But just being intentional about, hey, I want us to put our phones away. I want us to try to tune out the world, and I just want to spend time with you.
Sure.
And, you know, if you haven't been doing that, I think you'd see a drastic increase in just the satisfaction you have in your relationship with each other of like, you know, I don't feel it's because it, the danger of going through the rigmarole is very high if you're not intentional about this. It doesn't happen sure. naturally. No one naturally is just like, you know what? I'm going to be intentional today. So.
Off schedule, spontaneity at 2.
Be there or regret it. And so, you know, we're called to love our wives. And I think that an easy entry level way to do this is to be intentional about date night.
Yeah, we don't need to kind of harp on this with everybody to, you know, encourage them to do so, but there's probably more free things to do out there than you would think.
Oh, yeah.
And we have a greenway around here and parks. Mom and I like going out walking. And so it helps her get her 10,000 steps a day. It helps me get at least more than 10 a day, too. And so... you know, find some things that if money's the issue, find some things that are free to do.
Yeah.
And I mean, it doesn't cost very much to go get an ice cream and sit in the car, put on some doo-wop or some music you like, and just have a conversation.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, I think that you'll find that it opens up discussions and it might even change your marriage to a point of, we never shared that stuff in the past. Mm-hmm. You know, we never had an opportunity to do so. And this creates those kind of windows.
Yeah, because we live in such a fast-paced world. I mean, we talk about this all the time with our clients of like 7-second attention span. And if that's how you're going to take your relationship of 7-second, like, you gonna entertain me for 7 seconds? No, all right, I'm moving on to my phone, or I'm looking at my phone.
How was your day? Great, the commercial's almost over. Yeah. Wrap it up.
Come on. I see the bar. It's going. Come on. It's easy to fall into that pit and be like, well, life is fast-paced. We don't have time for date night. I don't have time to stop and get her flowers, whatever. And this,
even when you have kids.
Yeah.
I mean, we've been talking about that part. Like, so say you had, you know, a couple of children. Mm-hmm. Noah's going to have 4.
Yeah.
Maybe even 5 by the end of this podcast. I don't know. He's just racking them up. But you add in a bunch of more responsibility into that, and then date night feels like, date night? Why don't I just ask for $1 billion while I'm at it, too? So sometimes, like you said, just once the kids go to sleep, we go sit on the sofa, exhale, and just enjoy, like, I don't know, 5 minutes of quiet.
Yeah.
Maybe pray with each other quietly to not wake the kids up. Ask, how was your day? You know, though we've been, the first part of this conversation was about like, well, just 2 adults, you know, your time is your own.
Yeah.
Go ask a couple of parents about their time.
Yeah.
And so suddenly date night feels incredibly difficult to get to.
Sure.
And there may be seasons where that's the case, but we're encouraging you to find some version of that to benefit both of you.
Yeah, because the same way we convince ourselves we're too busy to read our Bibles or go to church or whatever, is the same thing that we feel like we can convince ourselves we're too busy to romance our wives. Sure. And that's just blatantly untrue.
Yeah, yeah. Well, the summer series marches on. I don't care how hot it is outside. It's nice and cool in here. All we're missing is a campfire and some s'mores.
I'm sweating thinking about that. Oh, my goodness.
So be sure to check out uncommon.org, and we want to thank this week's sponsor of Wilson Technology.
Yep.
The guys over there have always been very, very faithful about their sponsorship, as well as we've had a handful of donors, too, that take part in this. And don't think that if you are a member, you're not supporting us.
Yeah.
You are supporting Uncommon with your membership.
Mm-hmm.
Costs. 100% of the membership costs go right back into the ministry.
Yeah.
And in spite of us goofballs just sitting here yatting away about some topic, it does cost a certain amount of money to run a nonprofit. And so we want to say thank you to all of our members and your continued support. And so as we finish up this, be sure to tune in for future summer series topics. There'll be little bit lighthearted, but sometimes have a little bit of a deep moment about it. So, Joshua, hit him with it.
If you're going to be something, be uncommon.
Amen.